Now that the United States has fought a war to remove Saddam Hussein from power, Bush administration officials say it's time to focus on Iraq's economic liberation. In this phase of the operation, the United States, as an occupying authority in Iraq, would break up government-owned companies and sell the firms to private investors. The changes under consideration could have far-reaching implications for Iraq's future. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
An early sign of the Bush administration's agenda for economic reform in Iraq came last month. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told the Council on Foreign Relations that the United States and its partners want to restructure the Iraqi economy in line with free market ideas.
The coalition will favor activities that will begin to diversify the Iraqi economy beyond an oil economy. The coalition will encourage moves to privatize state-owned enterprises.
The U.S. Administrator for Iraq, Paul Bremer, went a step further this week, announcing at a conference in Jordan that he intends to turn more than 40 government-owned companies over to private hands. In a column for the Wall Street Journal, Bremer wrote, "Political freedom cannot emerge in Iraq if economic freedom is denied. Rebuilding the Iraqi economy based on free market principles," Bremer wrote, "is central to our efforts." Newt Gingrich, the former Republican Speaker of the House, now a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, says the privatization of Iraq's state-owned companies amounts simply to prudent management of the Iraqi economy.
The lesson of the modern world is that a private sector with private entrepreneurship engaged in market competition produces better goods and services at lower cost and gives people a higher standard of living.
Gingrich, a member of the Pentagon's Defense Policy Board, says Iraqis could make these reforms themselves, or the United States and its allies, as the occupying authorities in Iraq, can do it for them.
Much like Germany and Japan after the Second World War, we have both an opportunity and an obligation to try to create a system which will create the maximum amount of wealth and which clearly involves our values.
U.S. forces in Iraq have already taken over the water and electrical systems. They're restructuring the Iraqi police and army and reorganizing the Iraqi judicial system. But those reforms are less controversial than a transformation of the economic system would be. Jeffrey Sachs of Columbia University has worked with governments around the world on basic economic reform. The changes U.S. authorities plan to impose in Iraq, Sachs says, involve issues governments would normally resolve on their own according to their own values.
How an oil sector should be organized, what should be in the public sector and the private sector. There's actually a quite wide range of good answers in the sense that very well-functioning economies, if you compare Europe and the United States, make quite different choices about these issues.
Advocates of bold action in Iraq say the United States should not hesitate to reshape Iraq in ways U.S. leaders think best. Some commentators have even suggested there's nothing necessarily objectionable about the idea of a new American empire, with U.S. forces providing a kind of enlightened administration of foreign territories. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says U.S. short-term decisions about what's right for Iraq will not preempt the right of Iraqis to make long-term decisions about their country.
Ultimately, the Iraqi people will decide what kind of a political system they want and what kind of an economic system. Now, in the meantime, the Coalition Provisional Authority is the authority in the country. And they're going to make the judgments they think are appropriate in very intensive consultation with Iraqi people.
Some economic changes would, however, be hard to reverse. A future Iraqi government could have a hard time renationalizing industries that are privatized under the American administration. Critics of the U.S. privatization plan in Iraq also say it could turn out to be a reckless move. Iraqi state enterprises aren't worth much right now. Selling them prematurely could mean foreign or local firms would get the enterprises at giveaway prices. Jeffrey Sachs argues that such momentous reform decisions as whether to privatize state companies should really be left to a future Iraqi government.
If the United States tries controversial reforms imposed from the top, they won't succeed as economic measures, whatever their merit, because they won't have legitimacy and they will not be implemented and carried out appropriately, and they won't have sustainability.
One of the most controversial moves in Iraq would be the privatization of Iraqi oil companies. Neither Paul Bremer nor any other U.S. official has yet indicated that will happen anytime soon. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, Washington.